Corinthians 3:16. First Corinthians 3:16. Let's read together. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? Amen. Today we want to we'll give you the message about the Church 24, which was the second message of the new year. If you understand the church in the correct way, then we will start receiving the true blessings. Then what kind of church we know and what kind of church we do not know. It's important to know about that. Church. What is the church? Churches. It's a shadow. It's a shadow of the throne. And churches, the field of the throne. The church is the path for the future. Enjoying the future. The church is the way, the path to enjoy the blessing in the future. The church that we gather right now is the Azabu Gospel Church. Pastor Shin, Elder Cho, all these assistant pastors are working on the regional church. But we call it that's the regional church building. However, but when we say the church that we don't mean the church building. It's the place where the throne is working upon established. So if the shine, if the light of the gospel shine to me, then in the back of you there is the shadow. So because the light of the shine and the light of the throne is just shining toward me, then behind me there is the shadow of the God's kingdom and God's throne. So the light of Christ and this glorious light has been shown to me. Just look around. Whoever you see, they're the church. And that's the field that where the God's throne, the light of the God shine. But when you look at them, and then you talk about how come this person is like that, this person is like that. We can't really talk about something like that all the time. If there is the light shining toward that person, that temple of God, then that person is very important, and that person is himself. Is the field. So including the pastoral ministers, all these church officers and everyone, including the remnant and everyone, they are the field, themselves are the field that the light of the gospel, the light of the Christ has shown. So that's why we really have to believe in that. Then the church is the future, is the path to enjoy the future. Reverend Drews said something important. If you really enjoy the gospel, then you don't really have to go to the church. What's the meaning of being existed, of existing as the Azabu Gospel Church? There are three things that only church can do. First one is the healing. especially spiritual, fundamental healing. Healing of prayer. Second, multi-ethnics, 5,000 tribes, 237 nations. These people need to be revived, and these remnants will be used by God, and the summit will revive other summits. So we do have the three roles as the courtyards. So more important thing is that even if you don't get together, we do have the blessing of the throne to heal these people, and especially 5,000 people, 5,000 tribes, 2,000 nation people will be healed through you. Then those people, the remnants that you met, and then these people will be revived and healed, and that can be done. The churches like you. So someone who really enjoys this blessing will receive the movement of the healing movement of the world movement. And they will receive the light of the finances. So the word and the God's throne shines the light to me, and then the shadow is the throne. Then how come these things are not coming toward me as the actualized? How come that these blessings are not yet actualized? And how come the summit movement, the healing movement, has not yet taken place for me? First, that's the covenant of the Mount Calvary, the work of the God's throne. If it's that the blessing is truly shining to me, in order for us to really reveal that blessing, the first thing to do is to really finish everything with the covenant at the Mount Calvary, and then Pastor Liu said it's the beginning. Christ. Why Christ? Why did he need to finish everything? Because the Satan who works upon who works always 24/7 can be only broken down by Christ himself. So when Christ crushed the head of Satan, and then the work of Satan will be finished, and that's when then the light of throne will be shining. And only Christ has the authority to break down the forces of darkness. Because you are in the authority of the hell, authority of Satan. That's why we don't have the spiritual strength, spiritual power. That's why the only Christ who broke down these forces of darkness and authority of the hell and the background of hell, that Christ and the power need to be really actualized in me. Then that's when that happens, that's how we will be really doing the church, the blessing of the church. You just do, you work a lot for church, and then it doesn't mean that God will attach the lots of people to you. Those people who've really finished everything and at the Mount Calvary, those people, God will attach the 70 disciples. Then Jesus Christ told the apostles that you follow me, then I will make you the fishermen of men. Then all the disbeliefs and the sins and all the background of hell will have no power. That disbelief will have no power. Why? Because Christ completely finished all the things on the cross. So in me, this Christ is in me through the Galatians 2:20. When this throne really works upon me and came upon me, then that's when you can really see other people. When you look at the people, new people, when you have the Tarabban and someone who really you're praying for, these people look at you and they realize that this person really completes everything in Christ. And then this person is truly the evangelist who really have the conclusion within the Christ. So this year, this blessing will be really actualized for you. And these people who really finished everything and with Christ will be taken to the Mount Olives. And there, God, and Jesus talked about the work of God for 40 days. Then there, what is the actual blessing for the throne? 393. The secret of this 393, Jesus really talked about this mystery to the apostles. So Pastor Shin really emphasized this 393 above. He really emphasized about 9. He talked about the Genesis 1:27, 28. It's not only that we restore the image of God. Not only that, Genesis 2:7, you really have to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You really have to receive the power of the life. You first have to organize that power. That's why he said, because the work of the throne, all these things cannot be given through your diligence or effort. So all these things of God's things need to be really edited and imprinted in you. That's something that the Jesus really talked to his disciples. In this world, he talked about the world. Yesterday, and Monday and Tuesday, we had the World Teachers Retreat, and Reverend Liu talked something important. He talked about the future. Paul, the past, he gave the message and at that time, then he looked at the future and then he gave the message that time. So remnant has to really see what kind of future that they will be in, the condition of the future, the field in the future, to whom they will be preaching the gospel. That they have to really see the future first. That's why for 40 days to the disciples, he talked about Rome. He talked about after Roman evangelization, what will happen. The disciples really heard about it and they knew what will happen. So they went down and they went to the synagogues and they really did. They didn't just do the remnant movement first. They really saw the future of Japan. You really should see the future of this country. Last Saturday, one student actually killed people. Why? Because he was having a hard time and he kind of thought that he already failed the test. Entrance exam. So that's why he killed and he stabbed people. So you could see the future of this country that will be full of the mental diseases. So the God's kingdom, the field that you are in, not only that, you really have to see the Satan's kingdom. You really have to have the answer. Then the answer for that, this point, this thing is the 1 Corinthians 3:16. That whomever you meet, these people will be turned into the temples of God. So the temple of God is not someone who can just give the lots of messages, just like 1 Corinthians 3:16. Whomever comes to them, then they will have the conclusion in Christ. And that's the church we need. Then really Jesus talked about the God's kingdom for 40 days. Because Satan cannot really work upon this field where the God's kingdom exists. Then Jesus ascended to heaven, and they went down to the Mark's upper room. That's where they gathered. What did they do? As you know, they focused. They had concentration. They concentrated, focused on the prayer. What kind of prayer do you think they had? Who had the conclusion within the Christ completely, then specifically they were called by Christ for 40 days. Then they really heard about the God's kingdom. Then they went down to Mark's upper room. Then one promise that they grabbed hold on to. That is the filling of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 4:30. You are sealed by the Holy Spirit. And the Christ came to you, and then all things had been gone, and you created us new. That's the prayer that they had.
この 1:3:8 の
The covenant of 1:3:8. The disciples who really actualized all this blessing and covenant, those people are the true churches. Then the early church people grabbed hold onto this covenant and they were scattered. Then again they got together, that's the Antioch church. Individually they grabbed hold onto the covenant of 1:3:8 and they actualize it, just like that this week's pulpit messages. And 24/7 then we have the covenant that will be fully fulfilled. And all these things who we experience, all these things will be turned into the finances of the light. And these offerings that they really put already, even with the small portion, if it's the covenant is the really offering is the true covenant, then God will use it, and He will give us the blessing of the 70 disciples. The finance of the light, you don't really have to worry about it, because more important thing is that the covenant that will be truly fulfilled, you really have to grab hold on to that. That you have to actualize. When you really have the worship time, then this Christ, you really have the true experience of really this Christ completed and finished everything. That's why God gave me this kind of speciality, this kind of talent. Why? Because you can see the God's kingdom and then the field of the world, and you can even see the Satan's kingdom. And through someone like that, like me, God will do His work. And then God also said that you have to receive the Spirit of God. When you really pray for this person, and then please give this person the feeling of the Holy Spirit. When you have the worship, then you can actually really enjoy that. So more important thing is that so it's beforehand. The condition before the worship is very important. The worship is not just you came here and they worship and praise. So actually you really have to come here to give worship, but it's more like you would determine your death and life. Then if you just say, if you come here and then whatever, then you sit here, you're not really ready to receive the covenant. Prayer itself is not, is the status, condition of being able to pray is more important than the prayer itself. So the condition of worship, be able to give worship to God, is more important. Because before worship, we really have to make sure that you really listen before the first and second service, before Tarapan, before the Monday, Wednesday, Friday's worship, before this, that your condition before worship, you really have to make sure that you it's settled. So during the worship, then if you're ready, then true renewal, true covenant, all these things will be really given. Then after the worship, which means for 6 days, what will you do? You can confirm, you can check. You can confirm the God's word, you can confirm the prayer, you can confirm the actions that you must take. This week's pulpit message is about what's the covenant? God said, I'll be with you. This is the covenant that you really have to actualize it. Before the worship, you meditate on this. This pulpit message for this week is first pulpit message is, oh, this is what I do. This is the title, this is the message. And if you have the question, if you have the conflict, and with all these things, you meditate on it. Today, this is the title, this is the Bible verses, this is the problem I have. What kind of things, what kind of answers do you give? During the worship, that's what he did. Then Moses used to say, I cannot go, it's not me, I cannot do it. But God said to Moses, I'll be with you. So before you before worship, you meditate on it, then you really have to grab hold onto the covenant that God is really truly with me. And then Moses really, after he went to Egypt, he really experienced that. So Church 24, you can enjoy, because yourself is the church. Inside of you, there is the shadow, the clear shadow of the throne. And that's how deep you must enter it in. You must enter into deeply in the covenant of the Mount Calvary and Mount Olives. Then you will see the three courtyards, these blessings of this. You don't have to worry about the Saturday school. Then naturally, wherever you are, it will be the content of the Saturday schools. Yesterday's message, teachers, including all of us, you, yourself is the mission home. It's not the house. It's not where you people will stay. The teachers need to be the mission home. Yourself, no matter who they are, you have to be the RTC. yourself is the original church. The remnants and the new believers, new families who that you are nurturing right now. These people will be the mission home. These people will be the artists, and these people will be the regional churches. So you yourself need to be like that. Then these people will change their imprint by looking at you. Then God, they will see that God is truly with me. So reviving myself is what it means. Before you revive anyone, you have to revive yourself with this absolute covenant that won't be changed. Grab hold on to your answer, the things that you have to take action. Grab hold on to those things and let us pray. Thank you, dear living God. Thank you for calling us, the church, to revive this age. Even inside of us, God is with me, and Holy Spirit within me, and the Trinity God. Through Trinity God, we were all created newly. And thank you for making us into the evangelists. Throughout this week, let us just actualize this God's word, and by the prayer, please give us the filling with Holy Spirit upon all the households and upon all the fields. Let them receive the filling of the Holy Spirit. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray, amen. Whose prayer? Our Father, which art in heaven, be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us this our daily bread, forgive us our debts, forgive us temptation, dear ones from evil, for thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever. Amen.